Soon after Veen published his distribution law in 1896, Planck set about trying to place the law on rock-solid foundations by deriving it from first principles. 3 years later, in May 1899, he thought he had succeeded by using the power and authority of the second law of thermodynamics. Others agreed and started calling Veen's law by a new name, Veen-Planck, despite the claims and counterclaims of the experimentalists. Planck remained confident enough to assert that the limits of validity of this law, in case there are any at all, coincide with those of the second fundamental law of the theory of heat. He advocated further testing of the distribution law as a matter of urgency, since for him it would be a simultaneous examination of the second law. He got his wish. At the beginning of November 1899, after spending 9 months extending the range of their measurements as they eliminated possible sources of experimental error, Loomer and Pringsheim reported that they had found discrepancies of a systematic nature between theory and experiment. Although in perfect agreement for short wavelengths, they discovered that Veen's law consistently overestimated the intensity of radiation at long wavelengths. However, within weeks, Paschen contradicted Loomer and Pringsheim. He presented another set of new data and claimed that the distribution law appears to be a rigorously valid law of nature. With most of the leading experts living and working in Berlin, the meetings of the German Physical Society held in the capital became the main forum for discussions concerning blackbody radiation and the status of Veen's law. It was the subject that again dominated the proceedings of the Society at its fortnightly meeting on 2 February 1900, when Loomer and Pringsheim disclosed their latest measurements. They had found systematic discrepancies between their measurements and the predictions of Veen's law in the infrared region that could not be the result of experimental error. This breakdown of Veen's law led to a scramble to find a replacement, but these makeshift alternatives proved unsatisfactory, prompting calls for further testing at even longer wavelengths to unequivocally establish the extent of any failure of Veen's law. It did, after all, agree with the available data covering the shorter wavelengths, and all other experiments bar those of Loomer-Pringsheim had found in its favor. As Planck was only too well aware, any theory is at the mercy of hard experimental facts, but he strongly believed that a conflict between observation and theory can only be confirmed as valid beyond all doubt if the figures of various observers substantially agree with each other. Nevertheless, the disagreement between the experimentalists forced him to reconsider the soundness of his ideas. In late September 1900, as he continued to review his derivation, the failure of Veen's law in the deep infrared was confirmed.